Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Jody. May I please have the zip code on the account you've called in about today?
45419.
Thank you. Your first and last name, please.
Barbara Eckley.
Thank you. And please verify.
Who am I talking to?
My name is Jody with customer support. I provide customer support for more than 100 companies. So I did locate an account with your first and last name. Will you please verify your shipping address?
1019 Berkshire Road, Dayton, Ohio.
All right. Thank you for that. Yes, ma'am. I've located this account for a meal planning app. It provides you with recipe guides and meal plans on how to eat better and feel better. How may I help you today?
I don't want that. I didn't order that.
All right, let me take a look here. That may have been in part with a contest entry or a sweepstakes winning for a Dyson vacuum. Now, I can offer you this at a discounted rate of $20 a month. Okay.
I don't want it.
All right, we'll go ahead and have the account canceled. Whenever you're ready, I have a cancellation number for you.
Okay.
All right, that number is C, as in cancel, 920-390-896. Yes, ma'am. Have you canceled to prevent any future charges? Is there anything else I can help you with?
I want to know how this got on my charge account.
Yes, ma'am. So it looks like there was a participation in a survey or a sweepstakes winning for a Dyson vacuum. You're required to pay the shipping and handling for that entry. And it's a sweepstakes. So,
I did not do that.
Okay, you feel this is a fraudulent charge?
Yes.
All right, hang on 1 second, please. All right, I want to go over the account details I have for the email address beckley@woh.rr.com.
Yes.
Okay, phone number on the account, 937-256-9201.
Yes.
All right, do you think there's anyone else in your household that may have, without your knowledge, placed this order? Okay. All right, so hang on 1 second. I'm going to notate the account, and then I'll have you transfer to the fraud department. All right. Just a second here. I'm going to place you on hold. You may hear silence, maybe a little music playing, but please remain on the line. I'll let you know right before I transfer you.
Okay.
All right, I'm going to go ahead and place you on hold, and thank you for calling customer support. You have a great day.
Same to you.
Thank you.